Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Let's go. Coming at you faster than a helmet cam in a USFL game.
I would say what?
No, you didn't see it.
No, I told you I wasn't going to watch.
I started
what happened?
Crash coursing myself in USFL football over the weekend. The most boring. No, it actually was kind of good. They have a helmet cam, dude. If you go out for a pass and somebody throws a ball to the receiver, you can actually see the ball land in the guy's hands.
No
it's
way.
Yes.
What if he gets hit? Doesn't the camera get knocked off the helmet?
I don't know how it's working. I don't know how they do it.
Super glue.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's not like, you know, you see guys with a helmet camera and it's like a GoPro on top. You can't see these things. I don't know where they're at.
Dude, I bet they're so small. They can put them in somewhere and attach it with a super glue or a screw or something like that, and it's going to stay no matter what.
Absolutely. Two divisions. They're going to have their playoffs here in town. They're going to have their championship game here in town on July 3rd. You can buy tickets at the Hall of Fame website. We'll tell you more about that. You want to know who's leading the league? I'll tell you.
Who's in first place?
In the North, it's the Generals. Used to be owned by Donald Trump.
New Jersey, okay.
I don't know if he's got anything to do with them anymore. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. They're 5-1. And the Stallions in the South are at 5-0 or 6-0.
Birmingham or Baltimore?
Good idea. I don't know. Yes.
You don't know what city.
They are the Stallions.
Oh, they're just the Stallions, okay.
All right. 10 regular season games. It's big news.
How are my Pittsburgh Maulers doing?
Maulers' record is 1-5. You know what? They could probably take on the Steelers.
I was going to say, Baby Hands Pickett might be able to beat them. I don't know about the Browns.
Speaking of the Browns. That's not the big football news. Go ahead. We know what it is.
Yeah. Jadeveon Clowney over the weekend. The Browns came to terms with Jadeveon Clowney on a one-year deal, or I should say a one-year contract. A deal to me means multiple years. So I'll just say a one-year contract worth up to $11 million. And the key is up to, meaning there's a base. I don't know what it is, but he can earn incentives.
Right.
And the most he can get is $11 million. And I think it's a fantastic move by the Browns.
It's a great move for the Browns. And more importantly, he pulls a Jose Ramirez because allegedly he would have been getting bigger offers from other teams. And he turned them down from what I've understood. And let's give it to the Browns front office for, you know, keeping the best secret of all time. Apparently, the thing was done on Wednesday. We didn't find out about it until Sunday when they made it official.
Yeah. And so they get their bookend pass rusher for a second consecutive year. And you know how huge that is, especially for Myles Garrett, knowing that he's going to have somebody on the other side that – maybe we'll take some of the pressure off him as far as double teams. If not, he knows that that guy can get to the quarterback like he did 9 times last year to Jadeveon Clowney.
You know what else would help?
What?
Get him a tackle.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Did you see the latest rumor? Now, the latest rumor is, since Jadeveon Clowney is signing with the Browns, and I just saw this before we came on the air, somewhere on Twitter, and Ndamukong Suh and the Browns, that's a rumor.
I saw that a couple of days ago as well. I don't know if he's as good as he was when he played way back when with Detroit.
He's better than what they have, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know, Kenny. I mean, what's his age?
He's a nasty dude, man. I remember watching him play, get kicked out of games and stuff.
Well, that's when he was at Detroit. Now, let's remember, he wins a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, and that's a really good defense. And maybe because they're so good, you just didn't hear his name that often. Can he resemble his former self? I don't know.
Does he have to be his former self or just a portion of it? Because that would be better than No offense, and I hope he works out, and I'm a big fan of anybody from Ohio State, Tommy Togiai. I got to believe he's better right now than Tommy Togiai, right?
Don't know. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, youth, when you've played as long as he has in a National Football League, it takes its toll. I don't know what he's got left in the tank. You'd have to go back and look at some film. Honestly, I don't know how good he was with Tampa Bay. That defense was so awesome. And let's face it, he started on it, so maybe he does still have something left. I don't know.
Again, just a rumor. It's out there. But usually where there's smoke, there's fire. And the other rumor I'm hearing, you want another rumor involving your Cleveland Browns? The other rumor I'm hearing about is of a wide receiver that formerly played with Deshaun Watson in Houston, right? Last year played in Miami, got hurt, only played two games because of a finger injury. Still out there as a free agent. We're talking about Will Fuller V, former Notre Dame wide receiver. And he and Deshaun Watson played four seasons together and had a pretty good connection between the two of them.
That would make a lot of sense. And since you're talking about rumors anyway, here's another rumor we heard over the weekend. After Jadeveon Clowney signed, one of the reasons was because he wanted to play with Deshaun Watson. And if Baker Mayfield were still the quarterback, he wouldn't have re-signed.
Really? I didn't see
that. That could be a rumor, too, but that's another one that was spreading around.
Interesting. Yeah. So think about this. Jadeveon Clowney, he played for the Texans, correct?
Absolutely.
Houston at one
he was drafted
point, right?
by him.
All right, there you go. You have him, you have Deshaun Watson, and potentially Will Fuller all reuniting, and it would feel so good in Cleveland. What?
I feel bad for Will Fuller.
Why?
He didn't get to take the trip to the Bahamas now if he signs after they already got back.
That's right. Poor guy. It was a three-day trip, big photo
no,
I saw on Instagram.
It was a three-hour cruise. Just sit right back and I'll tell you the tale of a fateful trip.
Yeah, there you go. No Marianne and no Ginger there. No problems that way for Deshaun Watson. Yes. And there we go into the next story involving the Browns is Deshaun Watson now reportedly, allegedly, he met with the NFL. He has to meet more with the NFL. The NFL talked with some of the girls, not all of the girls. And tomorrow, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, 10 o'clock, Tony Busby's firm confirms two of the girls will be featured or talked to in interview form on that show, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
That's going to be a must-watch TV because now, you know, everything comes to fruition as far as how mightily the NFL is going to work into this thing and how fast now their investigation is going to come to fruition and see whether or not they'll do something before the season or not, because I have an idea that this thing isn't going to end anytime soon. And I don't know how this weighs out for Deshaun Watson's case. It could damn him or it could make him look even – how do you even word this? Better in the eyes of the beholder? I don't know.
Here's the thing to keep in mind. What's probably going to be talked about, reported on, asked about tomorrow on Real Sports has already been heard by the National Football League's committee. Okay? Mm-hmm. Whoever that lady is that's in charge of that committee, right? They probably have already heard this. So this isn't going to be new news to them. If it is, well, then they didn't ask the right questions. Okay? And I was reading this today. SI.com, Monday Morning Quarterbacks, Albert Breer sent this out on Twitter. The NFL is expected to make a decision on a potential suspension for Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson before the start of the 2022 season. Breer noted that Monday, the NFL has spoken with at least half the women who filed lawsuits against Watson. And there's 22 of us. That means they spoke to at least 11. Two additional depositions regarding Watson allegedly will take place from June 21st through June 23rd. This is there is an agreement in place to pause the civil cases on July 1st after the until after the 2022 season. All right, so NFL reportedly is going to talk to him again. I think, JT, the more I'm reading about this, and again, where there's smoke, there's fire, I think there's going to be some form of punishment handed down before they head to training camp in July.
I can't see it happening. I can't see it happening, and I'll tell you why. You've had all this time for an investigation. You've only spoken to 11 of the women. How have you not spoken to all 22?
Maybe if they all didn't want to speak.
Well, if you're forming an investigation and you want paid in a civil suit, I think you'd want to talk. Otherwise,
well, maybe,
why would you be part of the suit?
Well, maybe. And I'm just throwing this out there. There's 22 women. How many were indeed assaulted? We don't know. That's what the Deshaun Watson and his lawyers are saying. None of them. But maybe there are some who had a better story or facts to tell than others. And therefore, those are the ones you want out there. Yeah. And the others can, you know, they have the right to decline and not speak.
We'll
so maybe that's
out.
What happened.
We will find out. And the thing that really makes me think that it won't happen before the season is because the more things unravel, the more things unfold, the more we figure out how much he's either going to be fined or found guilty, whether or not it's a suspension. I don't think the NFL can act before the thing is over with in the court of law, because otherwise they might not give out a big enough suspension, or maybe they'll give out too much of a suspension. We'll just have to wait and see. But in the meantime, if you missed it over the weekend...
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Now let's start with some NBA. Golden State rallied from 19 down Friday night to take a 2-0 lead over Dallas in the West Finals. They win that game 126-117. More on them in a minute. Boston almost did the same Saturday night. Dude, they were down 26. Fell short. Miami takes a lead 2-1. Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler exits game 3 against the Celtics. Didn't return due to knee inflammation. Says he's going to play probably tonight. Injury not considered serious. Miami wins game 3, 109-103. Early voting won the 147th Preakness Stakes, followed by Epicenter and Creative Minister. Do we have any of those horses?
I had him in my try. Like, you know, what do you do? Box the try or whatever? We had them in that, but we didn't pick them to win outright.
If you missed it, Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, A.D. Bryant, and Kyle Mooney are all among those departing from Saturday Night Live, leaving the sketch institution without arguably its two most famous names after Saturday's 47th season finale. Departures represent one of the biggest cast shakeups in years on a show that's been seen unusual steadiness in recent seasons.
I would disagree with unusual steadiness. I think it needed a breath of fresh air. So good luck to those four cast members.
If you missed it, here's the top movies over the weekend at the box office. Number 6, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It was number 5 last week because Men comes in at number 5.
All right.
Men.
Don't know it.
Men,
don't know
men,
it.
Men, 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 manly men, men. Not that one? No.
No, no, not okay. That one. No.
Number 4, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Number 3, bad guys, what you gonna do? No, it's the bad guys came in at number 3. Number 2 at the movies this weekend was Downton Abbey. Have you ever seen that show? Now they made a movie.
I have seen the advertisements for it, promos for it, I've never watched it.
Nothing can compete with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness back in at number 1 again.
Yeah, that thing's kicking everybody's ass.
If you missed it, Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship over Will Zalatoris. Not Greek, by the way, in a playoff
what?
After shooting a 3-under-67 in the final round. Tiger Woods made the cut but withdrew after struggling in his third round, carding his career-worst score at the event. He shot 9-over-par, 79, at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the big story, Will Zalatoris, not Greek.
How is that possible? I thought for sure he's a Greek.
I did too. I read up on him. He's not Greek.
Okay. All right. If you say so, you know.
You missed it. Boxing legend Floyd Mayweather showed out his talent exhibition bout. Mayweather dominated Don Moore over 8 rounds Saturday. And Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, though no official winner was declared because the fight wasn't sanctioned. Afterward, Mayweather said he plans to stage another exhibition match in the United Arab Emirates later in 2022. He added an opponent is already in the works. This was Mayweather's third exhibition fight since he retired from pro boxing in 2017 with a record of 50-0. Is this what boxing's come down to now?
Yep, absolutely. This guy can still get paid a ton of money. Doesn't have to worry about winning or losing. His record stays undefeated, and he just keeps doing this till he's tired.
Man, it's amazing. If you missed it, Guardians rained out Saturday and lost on Sunday to the Detroit Tigers 4-2. Framel Reyes almost hit two home runs, including a game dinger, tying dinger, in the bottom of the ninth, but he didn't.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia.
No.
At home, they call me didn't. Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Yeah, Framel doesn't, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, there's the problem, yes.
The Guards are 17-20, take on the Houston Astros tonight in Houston. Pregame 7:30, first
Cheaters.
Pitch is at 8:10. You'll hear that game right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Remember I said more on Golden State in a minute? Golden
yep.
State over Dallas Sunday night, 109-100. Now up 3-0. They're done.
Told you. They're winning the whole damn thing. Ain't nobody beating Golden State. That team is deeper, better, more well-coached, all of the above. They're winning the NBA championship.
Don't know if you missed it. I don't know how you could have. But yesterday, Jadeveon Clowney signed with the Browns and essentially a one-year deal worth $11 million. Sources said it could be more complicated than that. Apparently, the deal was made on Wednesday, and they were just working out the kinks. Reports say he was offered more elsewhere, but wanted to stay a la Jose Ramirez. Good for him.
He's smart. You know why? Double team on the other side. More sacks for me. Adds to his career totals.
If you missed it, NHL playoffs yesterday, Tampa Bay over Florida 5-1. Lightning lead that series 3-0. Rangers took down the Hurricanes. Carolina leads, though, 2-1. Edmonton over Calgary, 4-1. Oilers lead that series 2-1. Tampa Bay looks to eliminate Florida tonight at 7 p.m., followed by Colorado at St. Louis. Avalanche lead that series 2-1.
I'm rooting, since my Penguins are out, I'm rooting for Colorado because their head coach, Jared Bednar, was the coach of the Lake Erie Monsters when they won the Calder Cup.
If you missed it, Texas Motor Speedway NASCAR All-Star Race results. Ryan Blaney won first career NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race on Sunday night. Texas Motor Speedway earning a $1 million payday and an annual fan favorite no points event. Top five look like this. Daniel Suarez at number 5. Joey Logano at number 4. Number 3, Austin Cindric. Number 2, Denny Hamlin. And number 1 was Ryan Blaney.
What about our guy, Cole Custer?
He didn't qualify.
Always remember, you ain't first, you're last.
He didn't. He wasn't in the race.
He didn't even get to race. He's that bad, he doesn't get to race.
Finally, if you missed it, shame on you. Plenty of area graduations over the weekend. Congratulations to the graduate in your family, and especially if you didn't go to the ceremony on Saturday or Sunday from the Kenny and JT Show. Now you're caught up to date, and more of this craziness comes your way in a minute.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.